Hey guys. So in this episode, I'm going to do something that I haven't done before, at least not in a podcast. I'm going to play some ukulele for you. Now, that makes me feel so uncomfortable because I'd like to tell you a little bit about where I'm at in my ukulele journey. Well, I feel like I suck. So I got my ukulele about a year ago and I have not been practicing. In fact, I have been having all of these fearful beliefs around how I can't do it, how I suck, how I don't know what I'm doing, how blah blah, as long as you want an excuse, you'll find an excuse. So in this episode, I thought that I could just document where I am in my learning, excuse me, in my learning journey, because I'd like to believe that I'm going to get better and I'll never be at this place again, and I'd like to be able to look back and see and remember what I'm believing and how I'm operating now and what it's yielding for me, because I know that my brain is not fixed. I know that my learning is not fixed, and I know that I can get better at things. So, especially if I practice. So, I'm gonna do a little bit of practicing for you. I only have one song that I'm working on right now. But first, let me show you where I'm at. I'm gonna play some strumming patterns. I'm tempted as I talk about this. My old way of thinking wants to like. To tell you how much I suck and to like warn you and apologize for how much I suck. But you know what? I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna reject myself. I'm not gonna put myself down. Even if I'm not up to the standard of where I want to be, I am not going to persecute myself in the process of getting there. In fact, I choose to be patient with myself as I'm learning. I choose to be really kind with myself as I'm learning. I choose to be really kind with myself as I don't do it. Like quote unquote right, So let's go. Let me see if I can remember the strumming pattern I was just learning. Actually an improvement from where I've been. let me see. It's funny, when you're bad and when you're starting out, it's like, ah, no matter what I do, I can't do this. And then like as you get better, it's like you can't, it's much harder to go backwards to where you were before. So it's like we just have to focus on making small steps of progress and just trust that that's enough. So let's see what else I got. Here, okay, here I'm gonna play the Riptide song, okay? So this is one of my very early practices, and I'm not gonna reject myself or tell you how much I suck, and here we go. Turning green. it keeps going. But so that's where I'm at. I'm at this stage where I'm finding it really hard to sing and hold a rhythm at the same time, like with between my voice and my hands, and I just get into this like mental car crash. And believe it or not, that is much better than what I was doing before. So even though it's not where I want to be, it's a small improvement. And so, you know, I was thinking about this in terms of other things. Like, I was just having a Zoom call. So on my website, I have this email list, and every month I pull some names from that email list to host a Zoom call. And I just had a call with two of these lovely women, and we were talking about meditation. And one of the women, you know, she was telling me how she's worrying all the time and just having all these problems, and I could really hear that so much of it was just originating in her mind. So I asked, you know, how would you benefit, like, do you do meditation? And she was quick to say, oh no, I can't do that, I'm not good at it, for whatever, and she had all these excuses, I can't. And I was thinking about that, you know, relative to, you know, how we learn, you know, and, you know, I really feel like I suck at this ukulele. Like I feel like her talking about meditation, but with this ukulele. And I know for a fact that if I keep doing this, if I keep practicing, if I keep trying, if I keep learning, if I keep coming back to it, I will be able, after some time, to play probably a pretty decent tune on the ukulele and even sing along to it and maybe even write my own songs. And I'm not going to get there by staying stuck in the land of excuses and not showing up to practice. And so it's like anything we want to learn, whether it's cooking, whether it's painting, whether it's speaking kindly, you know, changing any of the ways that we do things or don't do things. Like, you know, when we start changing something, even bringing on a new habit, like starting to drink a capful of apple cider vinegar in the morning, like, there's going to be some inertia. Like, we're going to have to get over some internal resistance in order to get to the place where we can just do it, you know? And I think that if we can just make a practice of recognizing the resistance and then not letting it stop us, then we can show up for the things that will ultimately benefit us, whether it's learning meditation or learning ukulele or any other new habit, starting yoga, starting an exercise practice, starting a new diet, whatever it is. You know what it is for you. So, what will it take for you to show up to what the thing is that's calling you to do, even though it may feel like it's really hard, and you don't know,